Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D here on Vaughn Radio, Voice Over Nations, bringing you South African business news update. South African business confidence levels drops to its lowest in 45 years. The University of the Western Cape professor Matthew Okrean said that in the wake of the coronavirus shock, it will be difficult to achieve growth. Over the past 20 years, even before the coronavirus hit, growth was nothing to be proud about. Indeed, for the last 10 years, gradually growth has been slowing down, said Okrean. Okrean said it has become more pertinent to address the structural issues which have been holding back growth. Until we do that, we are going to have a very pedestrian, lackluster economic performance, he said. There is even a risk that South Africa will have to turn to multilateral institutions such as the IMF for financial support. It will be a pity if we allow ourselves to get to that stage, he said. As Mboweni's leaked budget shows soaring debt levels, economists say SOEs must take a backseat. Our early projection is that gross national debt will be close to 4 trillion by the end of this fiscal year, Mboweni said. Without external support, these borrowings will almost entirely consume all of our annual domestic saving, leave no scope for investment or borrowing by anyone else. For this reason, we need to access new sources of funding, Mboweni said. Government intends to borrow $7 billion from international finance institutions to support the pandemic response. We must make no mistake, these are still borrowings. They are not a source of revenue. They must be paid back, Mboweni said. Stay tuned until later, as I'll be back with more news updates.